Blog Talk Radio.
This song just simply says, glory to the Lamb.
You are. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Glory to Father God. We just thank you, Father God. We love you. We worship you, adore you, magnify you, exalt you, lift your name up. For you alone are worthy to be praised, Father. And we just thank you for creation. We thank you for allowing us to seek your face. We thank you for allowing us to know you. Hallelujah. All honor, praise, and glory is due to you. And we thank you for your Son, who you ordained to be our Savior, Father God, from the foundation of the earth, Yahushua. We thank you for his name is affectionately known as Jesus Christ and powerfully known as Jesus Christ. And we thank you for him, Father. Because by and through him, we have access to you, Father God. We have access to your grace, hallelujah, and eternal life. And we just thank you, Father, because you have laid this from the foundation of the earth. You have set it all in place. And by your grace, we are saved. We are whole and we're healed. Hallelujah. And we have relationship with you. And we have power from on high. And we thank you. We thank you, Yahushua, for sending your Holy Spirit to all those who have accepted you. And we just thank you that by your Holy Spirit, we're given the power to rule and reign even in the earth. Hallelujah. As in heaven, so in earth. And we just thank you. We just thank you and we praise you. Glory be to you, Father, and glory be to your Son. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for the gifts that you've given us that you are activating in this very hour, Father God, so that many souls can be brought into your kingdom, many people can be healed, many can come to accept and know you, Father. Know your Son, Yahushua, Jesus, Lord and Savior. Begin to walk according to your will and by your grace and your favor. Hallelujah. We thank you that the gifts are being used to help others be enlightened of your truth. The gifts are being used to heal. Hallelujah. And the gifts are for the perfecting of the saints and the work of the ministry, Father. Until the day of Christ Jesus. And we just thank you, Father, for strengthening us in this very hour. Your honor, praise, and glory is due to you. Hallelujah. And you're listening to the Testimony Show where you can call in and share of the goodness of God. Because God is truly good. God is great. God is awesome and wonderful and magnificent and powerful. And every step we take and every breath that we make, we need to acknowledge that truth, that God is good and love and grace and power and wonderful, and he blesses us and he loves us. And we just thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. You can call in and share the testimony of God in your life. The call-in number is 347-945-7871. And you're listening to Prophetess Carmen on the Testimony Show, where we do read the scripture, we read the Psalms, we read the letters of the New Testament, the Word of God, the Acts of the Apostles, and we read the Hebrew scriptures, and we also read some of the books that were excluded out of the Bible, you know, some of the books even of the Apocrypha. Hallelujah. And we read the Word of God. And we just thank God for the opportunity, hallelujah, to do this. And if you can turn with me right now, we're going to read Psalm 33. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. 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 And it says, if you have it, we can begin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. Praise befits the upright. praise the Lord with the lyre, make melody to him with the harp of 10 strings, and sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. Hallelujah. And all their host by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea as in a bottle. He put the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Hallelujah. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. I'll repeat that verse again. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all humankind. From where he sits enthroned, he watches all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. A king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a vain hope for victory. And by its great might, it cannot save. Truly, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and shield. Our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Hallelujah. 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 And we were reading Psalm 33. Go back and read it again. It's a beautiful psalm, as all the psalms are. And read it again, because there's so many great nuggets, words of truth and wisdom in it that will even enlighten you and you and you in this very hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. And if anyone out there that's listening wants to know and have a better relationship or have a relationship with God, just lift your hands up wherever you are and say, Father God, I love you and I believe you exist. I know, I just know and believe that you are God. And you are worthy to be praised, and I want access to the relationship with you. I believe in your son. I believe what your son did on the cross. I believe that he died and he was buried and he descended into hell and took the keys of death and hell, and he was resurrected and ascended into heaven, Father God. And he did all of this just so we could have eternal life. We could have access to you. And I want to have a relationship with you. I want to have a relationship with your son so I can have a relationship with you. And I repent of my sins, and I will begin to seek your face and trust in you for the rest of my life and serve you and be well pleasing unto you. It's your grace that can help me, and I want that grace, and that grace comes through your son Jesus. And you say these things in your heart and your mind, and you speak them out loud, and you diligently seek God and ask him to come into your life. And you truly believe, then you're saved. And then you begin the walk, which is a process. And it's a walk. You begin the walk at asking God daily to order your steps. And you read the Word of God and you pray. Spend time in prayer. And spend time fellowshipping with saints and believers. And God will deliver you. God will deliver you, and you are made new and whole, and it's like a new birth. It's a new life. You are born again, brand new, you know, and to God be the glory. And you begin to read the Word and the Scripture and praise God and thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and you're saved, and you're saved, and to God be the glory. And then you can read the Word of God and share your testimony as God brings you to and through each and every situation. Hallelujah. And your first testimony is the testimony of Jesus Christ in your life. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. 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 All right. And so we're going to read some more of the Word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to read the promises of God, the Word of God. Hallelujah. And one is from Proverbs 20, verse 7, and it says, "The righteous walk in integrity. Happy are the children who follow them." That was Proverbs 20, verse 7. Hallelujah. 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 And then if you turn with me to Isaiah 66, we're going to read that. To God be the glory. That's the Old Testament, Isaiah 66. And it says, "Thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you would build for me, and what is my resting place? All these things my hand has made, and so all these things are mine, says the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, to the humble and contrite in spirit, who trembles at my word." Hallelujah. 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 And that was Isaiah 66. We read verse 1. Hallelujah. And 2. Hallelujah. 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 And we're going to read Jeremiah 30. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's going, we're going to start, we'll start at the first verse of Jeremiah 30. And it says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, thus says the Lord of Lord, the God of Israel, write in a book all the words that I have spoken to you. For the days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will restore the fortunes of my people, Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will bring them back to the land that I gave to their ancestors, and they shall take possession of it. These are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Thus says the Lord, we have heard a cry of panic, of terror, and no peace. Ask now and see, can a man be a child? By then do I see every man with his hands on his loins, like a woman in labor. Why has every face turned pale? Alas, that day is so great, there is none like it. It is a time of distress for Jacob, yet he shall be rescued from it. On that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will break the yoke from off his neck, and I will burst his bonds, and strangers shall no more make a servant of him, but they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. But as for you, have no fear, my servant Jacob, says the Lord, and do not be dismayed, O Israel, for I am going to save you from far away and your offspring from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return and have quiet and ease, and no one shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. I will make an end of all the nations among which I scattered you, but of you I will not make an end. I will chastise you in just measure, and I will by no means leave you unpunished. For thus says the Lord, your hurt is incurable, your wound is grievous. There is no one to uphold your cause. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No medicine for your wound, no healing for you. All your lovers have forgotten you. They care nothing for you, for I have dealt you the blow of an enemy, the punishment of a merciless foe, because the guilt is great, because your sins are so numerous. Why do you cry out over your hurt? Your pain is incurable because your guilt is great, because your sins are so normal. I have done these things to you. Therefore, all who devour you shall be devoured, and all your foes, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall be plundered, and all who prey on you I will make a prey. For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, says the Lord. Because they have called you an outcast, it is violent. No one cares for her. Thus says the Lord, I am going to restore the fortunes of the tents of Jacob and have compassion on his dwellings. The city shall be rebuilt upon its mound and the citadel set on its rightful site. Out of them shall come thanksgiving and the sound of merrymakers. I will make them many, but they shall not be few. I will make them honored, and they shall not be disdained. Their children shall be as of old. Their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them. Their prince shall be one of their own. Their ruler shall come from their midst. I will punish him, and he shall approach me. For who would otherwise dare to approach me, says the Lord? And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Look, the storm of the Lord, wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest, it will burst upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intents of his mind. In the latter days, you will understand this. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We're going to read Jeremiah 30. Hallelujah. 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 If you turn with me to Malachi chapter 4, to God be the glory. And it says, see, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that comes shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the teachings of my servant Moses, the statutes and ordinances that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Lo, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of parents to their children and the hearts of children to their parents, so that I will not come and strike the land with a curse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were reading Malachi chapter 4. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. If you could turn with me, hallelujah. 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 To Matthew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 25. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 29. Hallelujah. For to all those who have more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hallelujah. And I want to start from the top of that. Hallelujah. Let's start from the top of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People, wake therefore, for you know neither the day nor the host, for it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 came forward. The one who had received the 5 talents came forward bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you've handed over to me 2 talents. You have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy to a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, you wicked and lazy slave. You knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers. On my return, I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. But to all those who have more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And we are reading Matthew 25. Hallelujah. Go back and read it again. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you to the truth of these words that we're reading from the written word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you could turn with me to Revelation. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. And in Revelation, it's Revelation 10. And I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud with a rainbow over his head, and his face was like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. He held a little scroll, hallelujah, open in his hand, setting his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. He gave a great shout like a lion roaring, and when he shouted, the seven thunders sounded. And when the seven thunders had sounded, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up what the seven thunders have said and do not write it down. Then the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and the land raised his right hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and what is in it, the earth and what is in it, and the sea and what is in it. There will be no more delay, but in the days when the seventh angel is to blow his trumpet, the mystery of God will be fulfilled, as he pronounced to his servant, the prophet. Hallelujah. Then the voice that I heard from heaven spoke to me again, saying, go, take the scroll that is open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land. So I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll, and he said to me, take it and eat it. It will be bitter to your stomach, but sweet as honey in your mouth. So I took the little scroll from the hand of the angel and ate it, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter. Then they said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples and nations and languages and kings. And to God be the glory. We are reading Revelation 10. I thank you for listening into the testimony show. Calling again. I thank God for allowing me to read the word of God on the testimony show. To God be the glory. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba Father. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for the opportunity. Hallelujah. I give you all the honor, praise, and glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. I love you, Father. You know, there is no greater love than you, Father. There is no greater love than our Father. There is no greater love, no greater love than our Father God and His Son, Yahushua, affectionately known as Jesus, and the Holy Spirit that proceeds from our Father God, that leads and guides us in all truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just thank him and we love him. We thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Much love. Hallelujah. This is much love to God. Much love to you all. God bless. We'll talk again. And bless God. And be blessed. God bless.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.